Within days, internet search pioneer Google is expected to file papers announcing the most widely anticipated public stock offering to hit Wall Street in years. Months of rumors and conjecture have been laid to rest with news that Google has chosen a pair of investment banks to take the trailblazing company public. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Speculation about an impending Google IPO has been topic A in Silicon Valley for months, with investors large and small near giddy with the prospect of cashing in on what some are calling the IPO of the century. Talk of Google going public prompts comparisons with the stock sales that launched the freewheeling internet boom. David Menlow is the president of IPOfinancial.com.
We look upon the Google IPO as a very significant milestone for the IPO market. It can be referred to as son of Netscape, which was a very successful offering in 1993.
Now that Google has named its bankers, Morgan Stanley and Credit Suisse First Boston, an offering this year seems inevitable. But even though investors can't wait to get a crack at this IPO, Google's founders haven't been crazy about the idea. As recently as last year, co-founder Sergey Brin worried about the heightened scrutiny, the distractions, the inevitable headaches that come with a public sale.
The biggest reason I think we haven't gone public till now is that we have so many better things we could do instead. We have a lot of opportunities to improve our service, to form new partnerships, to expand our business in lots of different directions.
On the upside, going public will produce scores of multimillionaires, Brin included. On the downside, once Google's best engineers reap their huge cash windfall, what's to stop them from striking out on their own? In fact, Google might not be going public at all were it not for an arcane 70-year-old SEC regulation. It specifies that once a company reaches 500 shareholders and $10 million in assets, it must file detailed financial disclosures with the SEC. Charlene Lee, principal analyst with Forrester Research, says faced with that reality, the IPO makes sense.
So if they're going to open up the company anyways to scrutiny, they may as well take advantage of the opportunities in the marketplace, of the stock market, and also give a liquidity event for the employees.
Also clamoring for liquidity are Google's original investors. Silicon Valley venture firms such as Kleiner Perkins and Sequoia Capital, which put up a combined $25 million early on. Google can also put to good use the cash it's expected to raise. An IPO now could fetch a record-smashing $20 billion, if not more. Tom Tawley teaches finance at the USC School of Business.
When you're a public, you can use your stock as currency to buy other companies, and I think we'll see more acquisitions very soon, you know, from Google after they go public, because they can use their stock plus their cash to grow their company and build their technology.
According to Tawley, Google has been unstoppable so far, but its track record doesn't ensure anything about the future, except that rivals will be vying to topple it. Google may still claim the technological advantage, as well as a fiercely loyal following, but on other fronts, such as reach, future innovation, and leadership, the outcome is a toss-up. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.